Right now it's time for our Golf Business and Law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, but a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. But joining us now, as he does each and every week, is our good buddy, the sports professor, Rick Haro. He is, of course, an expert, a visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can also see him each week on both CNN and ESPN, and you can find Rick's weekly blog and podcast at msn.foxsports.com. And, of course, you can listen to him each and every week right here in this very time slot. And he is live this morning from Valderrama, Spain, where he's at the Worldwide Sports Marketing Summit, co-chairing that event. Rick, that sounds awfully important. Good morning to you, my friend.
It's too important for me to be chairing it, I can guarantee you that. They should have found somebody else, but I guess this was a weekend where all the important people did other stuff. So it's actually been in London, and then part of it was in Gibraltar, which is really kind of a cool place. It's a 30,000-person town where it has some banks and some stores and a rock. And it's on the south part of Spain, and you fly into Gibraltar, and you go through Spanish customs after you go through the British protectorate to get your luggage, literally. And Gibraltar's like a small little town with a rock that Britain still owns. Then you go into Spain in the Andalusia region, and Valderrama is neat. You may remember that Valderrama was the only non-English, non-British course to host a Ryder Cup, and that was the big one in 97 when Europe won at the end. But they've had the American Express Championship here, the World Golf Championships here. Tiger and Mike Weir won here. And the way I have been playing, I'm not going to press either of those guys, I can tell you that.
Now, Rick, it's, what, 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon over there? We've got to be cutting into your golf time.
No, we actually planned it. So I played 18 early this morning and played 9 just now, and this is my break.
Wow, we really appreciate you coming on, Rick.
Well, but I have my money ball on Fox, too. So, you know,
all
I figure
right.
If I'm going to do that,
it's
you guys are just part
us.
Of
yeah.
the deal.
Not
so,
just us.
Yeah, no, hey, and so the kudos also to a course called La Reserva in the Soto Grande region. This is a kind of a cool place here. I guess you guys have never been.
You say, well, it's businesses, restaurants, and a rock, not necessarily in that order. But, Rick, I want to ask you, because the Marketing 360 Worldwide Sports Marketing Summit that you've been at this entire week over there in Europe, sponsored by the Sports Business Group. Now, it's international leaders of the sports, business, and finance sectors tackling the crisis in the economy as it relates to sports. Ticket sales, sponsorship, stadium construction, team bankruptcies, legal troubles, etc. Now, my question is, European companies, European businesses, are they feeling the pinch in the economy just like we are in America? I mean, how much is our economic troubles here in the States? How much is it affecting and kind of permeating the rest of the world?
No, it's probably worse. You know, the irony is that we all think we have it bad in America, and we don't know and we don't really understand the impact that what America does has on the rest of the world. And it sometimes is a trend that we set, sometimes it gets set for us. And, you know, in this case, it's one of the, you know, subprime mortgage market. Everybody understands what that means. It's called the credit crunch over here. It's called the same kind of thing anywhere. No money around. People moving money from their left side of the mattress to the right side. Listen, sports is not recession-proof, and we're in a worldwide global crisis in this sports entertainment industry in a lot of different ways. You know, RBS sold 60% of its shares to the British government the day I arrived, and we all understand the bank nationalism and takeover issue in America. It's obviously front-page news here as well. And, you know, it impacts a lot of different things. You know, when the series starts in Philly, either as they come back from Boston or Tampa for games 3, 4, and 5, Citizens Bank is a subsidiary of RBS, and it's called Citizens Bank Park. So, you know, the crisis not only hits home, but it's a big crisis everywhere.
Rick, you know, those of us that play golf know, number one, it's time-consuming, but number two, it's expensive. I mean, if you get a dozen golf balls now, it's going to cost you $60, $70 for a dozen balls, you know, good balls. Is golf? You talked about sports not necessarily being recession-proof, and I agree with that. But talking about individual type sports that the masses play, like bowling or softball, and then I'm going to throw golf in there. How vulnerable is golf because of the expense involved in playing it? How vulnerable is it to being sort of one of the first sports that a lot of us just generally play that go by the wayside as the economy worsens?
Well, it's probably a big deal at a lot of different levels. At the premium level, most of the people that we've been with this week believe that the mega events, the Masters and the Opens, aren't going to be impacted that much because that, those would be the last ones to be affected. But remember, the PGA Tour has 13 tournaments supported by financial concerns, and so there's going to be a shakeout. And one of the things they talked about here is you can call it whatever you want to. You can call it a spring cleaning, they call it here. Well, great, you know, 10% unemployment, you said, on the west coast of Florida. Well, people who are unemployed don't like the idea that they're being spring cleaned. So there's a lot of things that have to happen, and golf is like everybody else. They're on the firing line.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It's our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Joining us as he does each and every week is our good buddy, the sports professor Rick Haro, live in Spain this morning where he's at the Worldwide Sports Marketing Summit sponsored by Marketing 360. Rick, we know, obviously, you mentioned that the economy in Europe is just as bad as it is in the States, but the euro is still strong relative to the dollar. I believe the trade rate right now is maybe like $1.40 to $1 for the euro, somewhere in that range. And we're seeing, you know, companies pull out of sponsorships here on the PGA Tour. ADT just announced earlier this week that they're pulling out after this year's ADT Championship at Trump International. So the season-ending LPGA event is going to have to find a new sponsor. You know, Mercedes-Benz has always been a big sponsor of the PGA Tour. They're a European company, obviously. RBS, Royal Bank of Scotland, has a heavy presence on the PGA Tour. Might we start seeing more worldwide companies, European companies, Asian companies sponsoring PGA Tour and LPGA events?
Yeah, because they're the ones with more capacity. I met with the worldwide sponsorship head of HSBC. You know, they have a big time sponsorship of the Premier League over here, but also they took over the arena naming for the arena in Buffalo. And if you notice, they have a lot of airport sponsorship. Look for them to be a little more involved in stuff. And that's just one example. MasterCard Worldwide, the guy told me that they're flush with cash. Well, you know, God bless them. You know, not too many people are. So I think the worldwide idea of the global economy has another dimension to it, which is these global companies are going to have more and more of a role in taking some of these sponsorships that you may have sold for like 15 cents on a dollar. Sponsorships may be sold at a discount to people who can afford it.
Hey Rick, you know, you mentioned about the PGA Tour and the commitments that they have from sponsorships and how that's probably going to, they'll probably be one of the last, you know, sports entities, so to speak, to really start feeling a pinch, although, you know, they're not invulnerable. They can get hit too. But Al, the LPGA Tour, the Champions Tour, and the Nike Tour, which one of those three entities do you think is going to start feeling the pinch faster out of just those three in terms of sponsorships?
Well, I think the Champions and Nike, let's say it that way, or let's flip it around. I think the LPGA has done a great job of positioning itself with its own unique niche. And so I think they may have a little bit of a cut, but probably not as much as those other tours, because those other tours are the classic, well, this may be the first one to go, just like regular season and preseason sporting events, NBA games and otherwise. Listen, Wall Street may lose 60,000 jobs, we were told, and these are potential ticket buyers in the New York area, but they're also companies that ripple to all of these sports, and we understand that the high demographic, not only playing golf, but watching golf, is important to those sponsors, and they may cut.
He is the sports professor, Rick Haro. You can see him each and every week on both CNN and ESPN. You can find his weekly blog and podcast at msn.foxsports.com. He's the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard, and he is America's guest, and not only America's guest, he's overseas this week, so he's the world's guest playing rounds of golf while he's over across the pond at the Worldwide Marketing Sports Summit. Rick, as always, we appreciate the time. When are you coming back? What else do you have planned over there in Europe before you come back? And when are you getting back stateside so we can see you in person again?
Two more rounds. I've got one more speech. Going to New York first. Got some meetings there. And by the way, if the exchange rate was 1-4, why did I get charged 1-8 by a driver? Maybe he sizes me up as an idiot, you know, like you guys do. So, you know, speaking of that, I'll be in town end of this week. and all next week. So you guys call and we'll tee it up.
All right, sounds all right. Good. Rick, safe travels to you, and we'll see you when you're back stateside.
All right, man. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
There he is, our good buddy, the sports professor, Rick Caro, who joins us each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. It's our golf, business, and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, but a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. And, Pat, the thing that I find most interesting is that, you know, obviously the United States of America is such a world leader when it comes to most everything, and economics is included in that, that the struggles that we're experiencing here stateside are permeating the rest of the world and affecting the European and Asian markets as well.
It does. Whether Europe or the rest of the world doesn't want to recognize it, we are kind of the center of the world. I'm not trying to blow up the U.S. too much, but it does. Everything we do affects everybody else, and I think that's what sort of angers a lot of other countries about us, is that, you know, we kind of are the king of the, at least our universe here, and people bash the U.S. and, you know, it's good now that they're feeling some pain or whatever, but what they don't realize is that we make the whole show run here. So
right, exactly.
When we're hurting, everybody's hurting. The other thing I wanted to mention real quick about Rick, and I know we bash him a lot, but for a guy to call us from Spain, Rick, the one thing about Rick that I will say is that he's committed. He'll call us from wherever, whatever time zone, anything. And I know this probably did screw up his golf or his speeching or speechifying or whatever he's doing over there. And he makes the time to call you in. So
pontification.
As much as we bash Rick about a lot of stuff, and deservedly so, he does maintain his commitment to us. And the other thing is, I gave him a complete layup. I call it the Nike Tour. And he didn't bash me for it.
Nationwide.
The Nationwide.
Right.
So I got to give him credit for that.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is the 42nd episode of Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on the 2008 season. Only guy that's appeared on all 42 of the shows so far this year? Rick Caro.
Not even me. Or
not
you.
Even me. I've missed a show and you've missed a couple. So, Rick Caro, speak about dedication. He is the Iron Man of Golf Exchange. He's the only guy that's appeared on all 42 episodes so far this season in 2008 of Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. So, of course, we very much appreciate Rick's contribution to our show on a weekly basis. And we, of course, also appreciate our sponsor for Rick's segment, McDonald Hopkins, the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I'll say it again. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for our good friends at the law firm.
Just get your law degree, Russ, to get this over with, so
yeah,
you don't have to do that
just
anymore.
Just go out and get that, so I don't have to keep reading this 22nd disclaimer
right.
Three times a week. I should go out and get a law degree, you know?
And make it easy on yourself.